Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk to Daryl Carpenter and find out what the situation is down in the Grand Isle, Leeville area. Daryl, how you doing this morning?
I just huddled up under the blankets.
Yeah, this is not a day to be out for sure. It's really windy. If somebody wants to fish, now we talked about the side of the road now for several weeks. Is that still going on down there?
Well, it had kind of slowed down, Don, and in fact, you know, this week's report's going to be the exact opposite of last week's report. Everything had really kicked up really good. The water temperatures were running in the upper 70s and so forth. They dropped down to the mid-60s after that front last week, and it muddied everything up and just kind of shut everything down as far as the boat and the bay fishing. I haven't gotten a whole lot of fresh reports off of the side of the road, but this is the kind of weather it likes. Now, whether those fish are still close by enough to where they'll gang up in there, you know, this week will be a question to be answered. But, I mean, we're not supposed to get out of the 50s with this cold front until, what, Tuesday or Wednesday. So it's going to give those fish a chance to get back into those deep holes. Water temperature, like I said, has dropped this morning down into the 60s. So it's going to have those fish a little confused and moving around. Everything, you know, I say everything. You could, if you searched around far enough, you could still find good pockets of clean water up in the marsh. But the fish were just in total shock. I mean, they had lockjaw. They just weren't eating. I can't believe they've left. They're still close by. They weren't eating. So the catch has dropped off real hard this past week. And I think that's going to continue probably until about midweek when we start getting a little more stabilized water and weather conditions coming in.
How's the bait situation down there for people looking to fish with live bait?
When it's calm enough that the bait guys can get out on the beach, the beach is full of the sea bob shrimp. Some people like using them for bait, some don't. We've been hitting some really good shrimp on the inside, but there's just not a lot of numbers. We were thinking that was going to change with that warm weather, but you know, this is going to slow them down just like it would the crawfish season. So we're probably still a couple of weeks out from having real consistent live bait. But, I mean, hey, they're big. Put it, the shrimp we've been catching on the inside, if you don't end up catching fish, you certainly have dinner.
Daryl, you know, a lot of times we talk jargon, and people after the shows will say, what was that you were talking about? What is a sea bob? Explain that to people.
A sea bob is just a different breed. It's one of the three breeds of coastal shrimp that we have here. It's a wintertime shrimp, shows up and down the beaches around Grand Isle all winter long. It normally runs a little bit smaller. You can tell it because it looks like it's got a real fuzzy face because it's got six whiskers. And it's a little bit harder shrimp to peel. I mean, they're great to eat, but they're harder to peel. And we find that they're a little bit harder to keep alive. So, you know, if you plan it on leaving with 100, you might want to buy 150 if they've got them, because you're going to lose more of them in the live well. They're just not as hardy in captivity.
Right. Now, what about those tiger shrimp that have been showing up? There was a lot of concern about, you know, the invasive species coming in and nudging out the browns and the whites. What's the latest on that? Are they still showing up in numbers?
Oh, yeah, they're still there. And every now and then, you know, during the heat of the summer, you'll find somebody will post pictures. They caught one that weighed nearly a pound, you know. But I think my last run, I had three or four of them in there. They're still here. Thankfully, they haven't taken over like it was feared they would. But, I mean, only time will tell. It's another invasive species like that apple snail, you know.
Well, it's a big old shrimp. What do you do with them when you catch one?
Oh, no. Mine are almost exclusively going on a hook, I can promise you.
Yep. Well, Daryl, anything else you want to add before we wrap up here?
Nah, Don, it's just, you know, it's a good time to start planning your trip and planning your vacation or whatever you've got going on. But you might want to look a couple of weeks down the road, because I think it's going to take a little while for this one to settle out and those fish to kind of get back into a pattern. you know, just we're here. We're the only thing we're missing is you, you know, so to speak. So just pick up the phone and call your favorite charter captain and let's get on the books for the summer.
And you have a phone number and website?
Yeah, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. RealScreamers.com is there. Or you can just pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288.
I got a feeling Grand Isle's going to be a very busy place this summer.
I think it's going to be running at capacity for this year. Now, it's a different capacity, but I think we're going to run at capacity most of the summer.
Still a great place. Darryl, thanks for your reports every week. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Y'all stay warm.
We're doing that. No problem. Thank you. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.